If you're in business, you probably have a website, but can your site handle your growth? How many visitors before your site slows down or crashes? What about storage and data security? From web hosting to virtual servers, Pear Networks provides the online infrastructure you need to start, grow, and flourish. When it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 US-based customer support is the best in the industry. No frustrating chatbots or sitting on hold for hours. Check out pear.com today to learn more. That's PAIR.com.
Two Chairs No Waiting, episode number 376, TV Pets of Mayberry. Two Chairs No Waiting is brought to you each week by the fine folks over at WeaversDepartmentStore.com. Head over to Weavers and pick up some of the great items they got there. Got all kinds of books. You can go check them out. The Cuban and Mayberry, Mayberry 101. All kinds of great books over there, including TV Pets, the Encyclopedia of TV Pets. And Mayberry, My Hometown, there's only one copy of that left. So head over to Weavers.com and pick up a copy now. WeaversDepartmentStore.com, not Weavers.com. Hello, everybody. I'm your host, Alan Newsom, for Two Chairs, No Waiting. And it is always great to spend some time with you right here in Mayberry. Well, this week, we're going to be talking about some, what did I call it? The TV Pets of Mayberry. Several years ago, because I asked for people to give me ideas for podcast episodes and things like that. Well, somebody had said, hey, why don't you do a podcast about all the animals that ever appeared on the Andy Griffith Show? Well, you know, that is a great, great idea. And if any of you actually have time to sit down and watch every episode of the Andy Griffith Show and write down what episode a particular animal appeared on and, what the episode's name was, what time during the episode it came on, and what the name of the pet or the animal was, that would be absolutely awesome if you'd like to do all that research for me. And that's basically what I had to tell the person. I can't do it. That is a great idea. I don't think anybody's ever completely captured every animal that had ever been on the Andy Griffith Show, but that may or may not be true. Because we've had this book. Jim Clark wrote it a long time ago. It's called TV Pets. It's the Encyclopedia of TV Pets. And he says we're not lying. It's lion, L-I-O-N. Yeah, that's a good one. This book has the top dogs and pigs and dolphins and birds and monkeys and, of course, horses, of course. In the history of television, it's the cats. Yeah, so anyway, it goes on and talks about there's 100 TV shows, including, of course, a chapter on the Andy Griffith Show, that and commercials and stuff like that that are featured in this 321-page book. Well, Weaver's Department Store actually carries that book because it was written by Jim Clark and Ken Beck. Jim Clark is the presiding goober of the Andy Griffith Show Rewind Watchers Club. So he had written this book along with Ken Beck, and it's got a lot of really fun stuff in it. So, thinking back about somebody wanting me to come up with all the names of every pet or animal that had appeared on the Andy Griffith Show, I thought, hey, why don't I look in here and see what it says about the Andy Griffith Show? And, if anybody wants a copy from Weavers, even better. But it's got some great information, so let's check this out. Let me get a little background music going for us, because there's going to be a lot of reading. Lots of reading going on. I thought this was a good one. Just a light little swinging sound music. Carl Benson and his orchestra, ladies and gentlemen. Carl Benson. So we're going to listen and read just a little bit about TV Pets, the Encyclopedia of TV Pets. A complete history of pets and the greatest animal stars of all time. Time. I hope you're going to enjoy this. Let's go and check this out. The Andy Griffith Show. The Andy Griffith Show, starring Andy Griffith as Sheriff Taylor and Don Knotts as Deputy Barney Fife and Ronnie Howard as Opie Taylor, Francis Bavier, as Aunt B, Howard McNear as Floyd Lawson, Jim Nabors as Gomer Pyle, and George Lindsay as Goober Pyle. That was all the Andy Griffith Show. It ran from 1960 to 1968, 249 episodes. You already knew that, but as an Andy Griffith Show fan, we already all know this stuff. But this show captures the generally pleasant life of a small town of Mayberry, North Carolina, and the imaginations of generations to come with the daily goings-on of a widower sheriff and his family, and their highly likable and often a little zany friends. Though there are not any pets or animals who appear in the same role more than one episode of the Andy Griffith Show on any particular one, animals were central to stories of many of the episodes of the popular show, including The Loaded Goat, about a dynamite-eating goat, The Cow Thief, that's the name of the episode, in which a thief disguises his crime by putting shoes on a stolen cow's. Yeah, Abel, Baker, and Charlie, you'll remember them on that episode. A Big Fish in a Small Town, that's about a mythical, hard-to-catch fish. You might remember that one as well. That's a color episode, but you know.
Yeah, do you see that mark in his jaw? That's where I hooked him last year. Yeah, it proves I hooked him.
Yeah. I love Floyd in that episode, by the way. Going on, Goodbye Dolly. That's about a milk-delivering cart horse in danger of losing her job to a vehicle with man-made horsepower. And the classic Opie the Birdman, in which Opie raises three baby songbirds. You guys all definitely know those episodes right there. All right. As a little side note, there's some stuff here that talks about Frank N. He recalls a little dog that's in the picture with Ron Howard. It's from the episode Dog, Dogs, 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 Dogs. It's a little, one of the little dogs, a little one, you know, that the big Airedales are going to watch out for. Frank N. says that dog was also one of the Beverly Hillbillies critters. So that's something, a little trivia for you there. There were actually two of those dogs. They were a brother and a sister. They were kind of Chihuahua and Schnauzers. And I think Ellie Mae may have called it Arnie. A little trivia for you. So let's get back to the Andy Griffith Show, because there's some great stuff here. Legendary trainer Frank N., who I was just talking about, provided virtually all the animals used in Mayberry. Quoting him, it says, whenever they had animals on the Andy Griffith Show, the Danny Thomas Show, or anything that Sheldon Leonard had anything to do with, they call me, says Ann. I worked with Sheldon Leonard when he directed Lassie pictures. And when I was working with Lassie and training the doubles for Lassie. And then when Sheldon Leonard spread out and began doing the Andy Griffith Show, Danny Thomas Show, Dick Van Dyke Show, he said, hey, you get the animals from Frank Lynn. And it helped me out a lot, said Frank. He was sure wonderful for me and respected my animal work. Talking about Sheldon Leonard. One of N's busiest animal actors played two of the most memorable roles in Mayberry. Now, you might remember these. Blue the dog, Blue, that was from Barney's Bloodhound. And Spot in A Man's Best Friend. You remember those? Barney's Bloodhound and A Man's Best Friend with Goober. It's about Goober. Around Frank N's house, and when not acting, the dog was known as Pluto. Hey, I didn't know that. N remembers, this is him quoting, Pluto was a dog I got from the animal shelter. He had a mixed Airedale in him. I bred Pluto with a natural Airedale and got three dogs that looked almost like it. And old Pluto outlived all of his sons. His sons lived to be about 12 or 15, but Pluto lived to be about 18. So Pluto was only 2 or 3 years old when he had the pups, and he outlived every one of them. And they all lived a good old age. Frank goes on to say, you'll never realize how many things that Pluto worked on. And Pluto, remember, is Blue or Spot. Blue don't like that whistle, by the way. And Spot could talk. I don't remember that, too. Anyway, he says, you'll never realize how many things Pluto worked on. He worked a little bit in everything. Pluto used to work with about 40 other dogs on the Beverly Hillbillies. There's always animals on there. He goes on to say, he did a couple of episodes of as Andy Clyde's dog on Lassie. And he went on, and when he did Happy with the Talking Baby, that was a show evidently, and he was a dog on Hazel, his name was Smiley, his sons would stand in for him. He also was a dog on about three or four adjoining episodes of Bonanza. They wanted the dog to lie real still, and so I sold them one of the sons as a double to put to sleep so he would just lay there. Oh, my goodness. Wow, he just laid there. But Pluto would lay so still that he didn't have to put the dog to sleep. He just laid still. But I got paid for the other dog anyway. He just laid still right there, says what Frank says. Pluto wasn't always so calm and still. Actor George Lindsay, Goober, remembers working with Pluto in one of his favorite episodes of the Andy Griffith Show titled A Man's Best Friend, in which Goober thinks his dog Spot, played by Pluto, but he was named Spot in the episode because, well, he didn't have any spots. I don't know if you remember that. But he thinks he can talk. George says, of course, all the dogs that they use in the movies have trainers just out of camera range, Lindsay said. And they do whatever the trainer says and not what the actor says. They don't pay attention to the actors. You have to realize you're working with a non-human, that's what George said, and you don't know what this non-human may do because he doesn't understand that you're doing dialogue. He doesn't understand that. So he just decides during the scene to reach up and give a shot on the cheek or something. But we just continue right on with the scene, is what George said. But Lindsay made Pluto, Lindsay and Pluto made up. So he evidently hit George and they made up, though. They made up, and George says, at the end of the episode, Spot stood up on his hind legs and begged, paws in the air. Well, you know, that was the trainer doing that. It's funny, but when you're doing a scene with an animal, sometimes I guess you forget that you're not really dealing with another actor. That's what George said. So that's all the information we have about the stuff on the Andy Griffith Show. There's all kinds of other things in this book about Alf and other stuff. Let me read you a little bit of stuff that's around the article in some of the pictures. There's a picture of George Lindsay with Pluto, Spot, I suppose he would be. And it says in the under the headlines of the picture, it says, Sheriff Andy Taylor, Andy Griffith, and Spot, Pluto, watch Goober, George Lindsay, as he does his doggone best to be a convincing canine in A Man's Best Friend of the Andy Griffith Show. So it's a great picture. You've seen this picture before, probably. Andy standing, he's standing with his arms crossed, looking down at George and the dog. And the dog's kind of looking at George, but George's kind of got his hands up like they're paws, and he's trying to get the dog to do what he wants him to do. Great picture and a great description of what's going on there as well. Then there's one final picture in the book, and this one is a very famous one, and hopefully you've seen it before. It's of Hal Smith. And Hal Smith is on his, his horse? I think he thought it was his horse. Let's see here if I can get it here. Yeah, Hal thinks it's his horse, and of course it's his horse gives milk. I don't know if you remember that. But it says, under the picture, it says, quote, that's my cow that he's sitting on, talking about Otis. That cow worked in the Lassie pictures and several others. Says Frank N. He's the animal trainer. He's talking about the scene from Rehabilitation of Otis. Actor Hal Smith, Otis, once recalled working with this particular cow. He said, It wasn't easy. I'd ridden horses for a long time. This is Hal Smith talking. I'd ridden horses for a long, long time. The shoulders on that cow came right to a point. And I sat back as far as I could. And she'd give three steps and stop. And I'd go right up to the backbone. So he slid right forward. that almost ruined me, is what Hal said. It was like riding a xylophone or something. And if you've ever ridden a xylophone, he was sliding right up that backbone. I can't even imagine. If you've ever ridden a xylophone, you'd know exactly what I'm talking about. That's what Hal Smith said. So the picture in the book is actually of Andy and Barney, with Barney yelling at Otis as Otis is sitting on top of the cow. It's a cow, you know, it's got horns on it and the bell on the front. You know, and Otis said, "I knew that was a goodbye. Yeah, the horse gives milk. I knew it was a goodbye." Anyway, there are all kinds of stuff on the Andy Griffith Show with people or animals and pets and things like that. Opie had a dog named Gulliver. He had a pretend horse named Blackie. There's all kinds of things like that, but I don't have all the information. But I tell you what, folks, if you enjoy reading about animals, if you're an animal lover out here, this would be a cool book to have. Encyclopedia of TV Pets. It's got stuff in there from all kinds of TV shows. The Adventures of Ren 10-10, Abbott Costello Show, Annie Oakley. I'm just glancing through it. Petticoat Junction. Wow, this has got all kinds. Morris the Cat. They got a story on Morris the Cat in here. If you don't remember, some of the younger folks might not. Morris the Cat used to be on commercials for cat food. So I don't remember which cat food it was, to tell you the truth. But he was on a bunch of commercials back then, back in the years. Got Mr. Ed's in here. I see Lassie, Flipper. There's all kinds of stuff. Head over to Weavers and check it out if you think you might be interested. All right, folks, that is all I have got for you tonight. That's all I got this episode. So I'd love to hear from you. If you know all the animals' names that are on the Andy Griffith Show, I would love to know that. If you have a list somewhere where all the information is, please give me a call at 888-684-8415. You can email me that information, floyd@imayberry.com. I would love to get it. It's always good to have. But I just don't know all the pets' names. I just don't have time to do all the research. So I'm deputizing you. All right, three, watch it. To go out there and do that. Folks, I'd love to hear from you. Hope you like that. It's a cool book. You like it. I know this sounds like a commercial, but it's not. It's just a pretty neat book. Hope you enjoyed what I shared with you. And thank Jim Clark and Ken Beck for their great work in the Encyclopedia of TV Pets. Until next time, folks, head over to Weavers and check it out, and we'll see you here on Two Chairs.